Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so trading young assets for players that will help you now. Where do you got to be? How close to the top of a conference do you have to be is the fascinating part of this question to me. If you're down near the bottom fighting to get into the playoffs, Steve Eisenman's already given us that. That's not it. If you're... And we may be grateful someday if a lot of these young guys pan out and they didn't give them up for immediate help.
Right.
Maybe not. It feels like probably the arc of his career is dependent upon whether or not he did the right thing in the draft and then did the right thing hanging on to those players. But, I mean, if you're fourth in the East, is that a time where you say, yeah, let's give it some gas? Like, how close do you have to be? Because last year on March 1st, they were 8 points out of being fourth in the East. Can they be 8 points better when March rolls around?
Can they be? Sure, they can be. I mean, they're playing so well right now, but I was just talking to Kenny out in the hall. It's like we mentioned this the other day. How many games do you need to have for the sample size to no longer be a small sample size where you can believe in it? And, you know, I mentioned maybe it's 30 games, and I'm not going to argue with anybody that says you got to wait until after March because March has been the month that has been the most difficult for the Red Wings. But if this team is playing at a level that has them in the top four after 30 games.
Well, it was more than 30, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about.
I'm just talking about for myself.
Okay, so you're not talking about trade deadline stuff.
Well, I guess the trade deadline is much later than that, maybe 50 games or something like that. But I think they have to be maybe in the top four at the trade deadline for you to feel like that's where they're going to add. That's where they give up on a guy like, you know, Dmitry Bekelnikov, the Russian player who's in their system, who's playing the KHL right now, who they really like. Is it something like that where I got to have some sign that we're really in good shape to give up one of those players? And maybe they don't. I mean, maybe they really like their guys and it just doesn't happen. But maybe it happens with a guy that has high upside but isn't like as highly as thought of as Bekelnikov. Maybe it's the aforementioned Carter Mazur. I don't know. But I think you have to be really, really good at the trade deadline to commit to giving up one of those top prospects to acquire a player.
So it's 63 games last year. The Red Wings were 63 games at the trade deadline. I'd love to see it. But it feels to me like a realistic goal, being 8 points better than you were a year ago, top four in the conference now. Some of these collapses they've had after the trade deadline make you think that 8 points better isn't going to make a damn bit of difference if they collapse again, which has been weird.
But what they can do is give up draft picks.
Yes, they can.
As opposed to the prospects. But if you do some sort of combination, you can always turn something that you have in-house into something special. When you get to the trade deadline, look, we'll worry about that when you get there and see what players are going to become free agents. Who are the rental players? Is there a realistic shot at getting somebody who's not a rental that you can have long term? A lot leads up to that, but I think to make a big acquisition at the trade deadline, I think you've got to be in a really good spot.
Kenny, what did you make of the interview?
Well, I was actually thinking along similar lines of what Gator just said. And I look at the past seasons of us being in the playoff mix on the fringe leading into the deadline. And if we go based on past results, which is all we have, is if you're on the fringe of the playoffs, Steve has been reluctant to add. And that's based on just the past, yep. which is fine. And I think that would be my predictor. But now it's different because the young guys are up. The Pelicas are up. The Nygaards are up. The Finney is up. I mean, guys, and that's a guy that nobody saw coming, which is fine. But it seems like every other year, when those guys were not up, he's been reluctant to add. So I wonder, my biggest question mark is, now that that's the case, if they're in that playoff mix again come the deadline, is it any different?
It shouldn't be. I don't think it should be. And the reason is, that won't feel to me like he's doing it to save his job, not doing it for any other. If they're not in any different position at the trade deadline and he decides to add this year, that tells me I'm desperate. I might be in trouble. I'm going to shift philosophy and GM for the short term instead of what I've always done, which is the long term.
See, I actually have the opposite perspective because I think he's like, all right, this is my plan. My guys are up. Now it's time to insulate these guys and go full throttle on my plan. Whereas before, they weren't up. It's not ready yet. Now they're here. That's my perspective. And I could be wrong.
You think the same record, same place, he's a buyer this year, not standing pat.
Young guys are up. My plan is finally working out. Now it's time to insulate. That's my only logic, and maybe that's a little bit of hopium, and I fully cop to that. But
hopium.
I think now that his plan has finally come to fruition, and these young guys he's been touting for all these years, I'm not going to move past these guys. Now it's time to support them.
Well, I guess we'll find out in due time.
You know where I get the hopium from? The hoppy field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopium.
You're happy with that one?
I'm happy.
You like the term hopium?
I like the term hopium. I like that.
Feedback coming in here, I mentioned earlier. All I'm saying is if Barry Sanders rented my house, I would 100% indeed ask the man to take a handoff from me. Imagine being able to say, you handed a football off to Barry freaking Sanders. That's from Jody and Taylor.
I would say, you know what, with Barry, walk on the concourse with me and follow me, Barry. I will lead block for you through the concourse of the sea of people.
So there have been a couple of occasions, John, that when
John?
I was doing...
Just call me John.
I did. I was going to tell a story about John Jansen. Sorry. Been a couple of occasions, Scott, where I've been with John Jansen.
Yes.
On the road when I was doing sidelines. And we'd have to fight through the crowd to like get to a post-game locker room. And I'm John leads.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just for a second there, you know.
Second, I'm behind him.
I got like a ball tucked under my arm. I got my hand up like I'm following the lead blocker. This guy was an all-pro.
Brady hands off to Karsh. Karsh goes right side. Running right behind Jansen. He's up to the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, 30 touchdown.
It's like he's at section 23. He's at section 22. He's got the proper credentials. He's in the tunnel. He's in the locker room. I'm not a Michael Jordan fan, but it'd be a cool story to say he shot at my rim. That's Eric and LP. That sounds like a bit of a...
Sounds dirty.
Yeah. He shot at my rim?
Come on, man. Let's... Come on.
I don't think
I'd
ever say...
stop saying it. Maybe you don't need to say it again. I mean, it just gets worse the more you think about it.
All right. It's Karsh and Anderson.
I knew right then it was on.
You definitely took that personal.
Gross.
It's Karsh and Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It's NBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.